This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 55 people were killed overnight in two attacks on villages in eastern Congo. That's according to the United Nations on Monday. It may be the worst night of violence the area has seen in at least 4 years. The army and a local civil rights group blamed the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamist armed group for raiding the village of Chabi and a camp for displaced people near Boga, another village. Both are close to the border with Uganda. The United Nations said houses were burned and civilians abducted in the siege. The ADF is believed to have killed more than 850 people in 2020, this according to the United Nations, in a spate of reprisal attacks on civilians after the army began operations against it the year before. In March, the United States labeled the ADF a foreign terrorist organization. The group has in the past proclaimed allegiance to Islamic State, although the United Nations says there's little evidence linking it to other Islamist militant networks. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked a court to halt the nighttime hourly checks on him he's been subjected to in the penal colony where he's imprisoned. Speaking Monday in a video link, Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to wake him up every hour. He argued that the interruptions effectively amount to torture. He told the judge that you would go mad in a week if subjected to such regular wake-ups. Navalny was arrested in January upon his return from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. That's an accusation that Russian officials reject. More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations atomic watchdog says it hasn't been able to access data important to monitoring Iran's nuclear program since late February, when the Islamic Republic started restricting international inspections of its facilities. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported that information Monday in a confidential document that was seen by the Associated Press. The agency said it has not had access to the data since February 23rd. While the IAEA and Iran earlier acknowledged the restrictions limited access to surveillance cameras at Iranian facilities, Monday's report indicates they went much further than that. Naomi Osaka on Twitter Monday said she is withdrawing from the French Open tennis tournament after refusing to speak to the media. She called it the best thing for the tournament if she withdraws from the French Open. Osaka is a four-time Grand Slam champion and former number one ranked player. She had declared she would not speak to the media after her first round victory in the tournament on Sunday and was fined $15,000. On Monday, she tweeted, "I think now the best thing for the tournament, the other players, and my well-being is that I withdraw so everyone can get back to focusing on the tennis." Osaka has suffered with depression. She says the matter is a mental health issue. A popular television political talk show host in Pakistan said Monday he's accusing his employer of removing him from the job for his criticism of the country's powerful military. Hamid Mir wrote on Twitter Monday, "Nothing new for me. I was banned twice in the past, lost jobs twice." Mir was host of the Capital Talk political show on the private Geo News channel. The announcement comes just days after Mir delivered a speech critical of the army at a rally in Islamabad. In his speech, he supported fellow journalist Asad Ali Tour, who was beaten by unidentified assailants in his apartment in the Pakistani capital last week. Geo News did not issue any statement in support of Mir's claims and did not respond to VOA's query about the issue. Information Minister Fawad Hussein Chaudhry wrote in the Urdu language on Twitter that the government had nothing to do with the working of any broadcast groups. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rivals on Monday are seeking to finalize a unity coalition that would unseat the veteran leader. The centrist opposition chief won support Sunday from the ultra-nationalist Naftali Bennett for a change government of ideological diverse rivals. The deal would see Bennett serve first as prime minister under a rotation, and then it would be finalized by a deadline of Wednesday night. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.